LA Kings against the Vegas Golden Knights. Here's their general manager, George McPhee. So you play four road games. Things have gone okay. Now tonight, first home game. What? Where does this rate? Because first home game of the exhibition schedule generally isn't that big of a deal, but this one is somewhat historic for the Vegas Golden Knights. Give me your thoughts, George.
It's a big deal here. We are sold out for tonight, and we'll probably sell out the next two games. And it's just a great example of this love affair that Vegas has for our team right now. We've been tremendous support in everything we do.
So have you gone with a lineup because it's the first night?
Well, I wouldn't say that. We're still trying to evaluate our players, and we've made lots of cuts in the last week, so we're getting down to closer to the group that we're going to have on opening night. So the lineup should be decent the next tonight and for the next three games in total, because we're getting closer to our numbers.
And George, a love affair with your season ticket holders who have their names printed on the ice, and those will remain there all season long, correct?
Why would you go there?
I want to know.
Your first question of the year.
That was going to be my first question.
And he hangs up on you.
Oh.
You know what's happened is like half the list on the name, they still owe money. That's the problem.
It's got their invoice there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's also just not their name, but it's how much they still owe.
We'll reconnect with George McPhee.
How many names do you think are, like, I was curious, because apparently they're all on the ice surface, right? The names. So, I mean, like, how many can you fit? Like, how many season ticket holders are there?
Well, you don't have to go with the massive font.
13.
Well, it seemed pretty decent-sized font. I don't know. 13,000?
Yeah, but if each had a pair,
so
you cut it in
6,500. Okay, that's a lot of names. How do you find your name on the ice? Are they alphabetical?
George, like George, Nick has a question about the names being on the ice. So go ahead, Nick.
Well, just where the idea came from, and if the ice starts breaking up, are we blaming the season ticket holders for bad ice in the third?
I don't think we're going to have any issues with that. We've actually done a lot of things for season ticket holders. Everyone that has season tickets came by to pick up a jersey, and so we've outfitted them and special jerseys and pins and scarves and everything else. So we're just trying to treat them right because they've been so good for us.
How many names are on the ice?
I don't know, 14,000. That's where we are in season tickets.
Are they listed alphabetically? Like, how do you find your name?
Did you buy a pair? Are you looking for yours?
Well, if I went, I'd want to know where my name is, you know, just out of curiosity.
Just in case you want to stumble and look at it.
I'm sure this
the game.
Is something George is really concerned
about. You going to put some pylons up around it? Do not skate on my name.
Anyway,
was there a question there, Gord?
If they were listed alphabetically.
Okay.
I knew already he didn't know how many, so I know he probably...
I don't know that either.
Okay.
So what... did it become real, or when was there a point that it became real, or is it still going to really hit home when you play your first game? Give me an idea of where you are in this journey.
Well, it's interesting. It was really novel, sort of going into our first camp and having our first meeting, and then the guys step on the ice. But 5 minutes later, it feels like it's a training camp and something that we're all used to. I think the difference in this camp from a lot of others is we have our players are pretty focused, and it's maybe why we're 3-1. They are not only either competing to make the team, they're also the ones that you would expect would be here are competing to find out and figure out where they fit. And this isn't a typical camp where your vets are just trying to get their legs under them in camp and get ready. They're competing for jobs because we can't keep everyone, and there will be some surprises.
Now, George, being a new team, are you more inclined to keep an underage player to give him the experience, or are you maybe a little bit concerned about not being one of the better teams as far as making that decision?
No, we're going to go with a veteran team here. We're going to take our time with the young players and develop them right. And we've had some good ones here. We're really happy with how we did in the draft and what these kids look like here for a few weeks. But we've sent most of them back, and we want to compete with a veteran team right off the bat.
Successful debut for Marc-Andre Fleury, George. Where's the game plan for the whole season? Because there's no question that he gives you immediate star power and a great ambassador. But do you worry about the demand off the ice as well as the one that you're obviously going to need during the season on the ice?
Not really, Nick. He is such a quality individual that, you know, I think dealing with people and being nice to people comes pretty natural to him. And he's going to know where the line is in terms of how much he can do. And obviously the most important thing for him is to play well on the ice. And, you know, he's going to get a lot of games, but, you know, how that breaks down, I'm not sure yet. It's going to be performance-based for him and Pickard, but it's the one area where we're pretty solid and we know what we're doing. It's the rest of the group that is going to take some time to sort out.
You know, nobody really had any status when they came into that room and training camp. So I'm curious, when with everybody trying to find their own way plus form a leadership group, who's stood out for you, or who have you heard that's really taken the ball in your group?
Well, that's a good question, and you know, it's kind of neat having a situation here where you don't have a particular individual that is the face of the franchise. It's,
yeah.
This has more of a team feeling. You know, the logo would be the face of our franchise. We are going to have a leadership group. You know, people like Fleury and Angelin and Garrison and Smith and Perron, the guys that have been around. I don't imagine, you know, that we're gonna pick a captain. I'd rather have a leadership group, and it's kind of a neat place to be. You don't get this opportunity very often to have, you know, that it just feels like a team already, and not focused on individuals.
George, I think everyone's pretty realistic about the expectations, but do you yourself have, would it be a point total? Would it be keeping games close? Like, I mean, what would you want from this team over 82 games that way?
Well, you know, we're all competitive and we're all in these jobs for a reason, and we'd like this team to do as well as it can. I don't have a particular number of wins or points in mind. We'd just like to win a lot of games. We'll see what happens. Don't mind our blue line. We've got some mobility back there and a couple of vets that will be good for us. And we've got some forwards that can score, and the goaltending should be pretty good. So, you know, it's September 26th, so we're not going to get too excited about being 3-1. But I like the way we've played, and I like the way the coaches have coached. And obviously we've got a full year ahead of us here, but we're going to try and be as good as we can.
You going to make a move on your blue line? You've got some numbers there.
Yeah, we'll probably have to do something there. I've just started returning calls to clubs yesterday that expressed some interest in obtaining a defenseman. I wanted to take some time, 4 games, to get to know them a little bit better. And you know, we've got another 3 games to evaluate, but we're starting to have those discussions, and there's interest in probably moving one defenseman at this point.
The health status of James Neal, and your thoughts about him over a short or long-term stay in Vegas?
Yeah, James is probably 2 to 3 weeks behind everyone else. Had surgery on his hand, and we're taking our time and doing it right. And just last week, he got clearance, to start practicing and going on the ice. You know, he's obviously a shooter and has a heck of a release. We want to make sure he maintains that. And we'll see how the year goes. Whether we want to extend him or whether he's playing for a contract with someone else. You know, that'll be determined, as we move along here. Obviously, as a manager, you really don't know your a player well enough until you work with them. And I'd like to work with these guys for a while and see what we have in terms of ability and personalities.
No, you still got a lot going on there, but have you thought at all about Hockey Central at noon in Vegas, live on the Strip, bringing us down there, letting us explore things?
Yeah. Well, you're like everyone else they suddenly have a reason to come to Vegas to do something.
I'm just throwing it out there. Like, yeah. We want to support the league as much as we can.
Yeah, well, you should come on out there. It's there's, as you know, there's quite an energy to this place.
It was great at the awards.
Get anywhere near that Strip. It's just everybody's there to have fun.
Everybody, so, one guy has to take, of the three of us, one guy has to take the night off to make sure we have one person show up for the show. It was fun at the awards and that expansion draft, and we'll continue to watch with great interest, and we'll chat again before the start of the season. Thanks, George. There's George McPhee, the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights.